Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
To all under the sound of my voice, we would like to continue our series entitled Restoring the Joy of Thy Salvation. Last time we read Psalms 51, 1 through 13. What a beautiful reading that is. I advise everyone to read that, read the whole chapter. But we're talking about joy. And last time we defined what joy was. And in this time, we want to talk about the benefits of joy. You know, one of the benefits of joy is that it is our strength. As we said last time, Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 said, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." Now, being wise to God's word, if we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength, think about this. Our enemy knows that as well. So what do you think the enemy is going to attack? He know he cannot get your salvation. That's wrapped up in Jesus Christ. You know, he can't touch that. But what can he do to make you an ineffective tool for Christ? Pretty simple. He can steal your joy. So one of the benefits of joy is the strength that you get from your joy. So to maintain that joy, you must stay focused on Christ, not on your circumstances, but you must stay focused on Christ. Because when you do that, you will know that your strength is not bottled up in the things of the world, but it's bottled up in Jesus Christ. So you need to evaluate yourself. Do you have joy? Where is your strength? If you're someone moping around and call yourself a Christian, can't put a smile on your face, can't say a good thing about somebody, your joy has been stolen. And your joy is stolen simply when there's sin in our lives and we have taken our focus off Christ. So knowing all of that, we need to get it right. Now we're going to talk about that in our next series, Restoring the Joy. We're going to give you steps on how to do that. But what is another benefit of joy? And is also not only a benefit, but it's an indicator. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit. It says, you know, love and joy. Are you displaying love, my fellow Christian, to others? Will someone look at you and see the joy of the Lord on your face? Or are you always talking negative about everything? Everything you're looking at is always gloomy. Is the glass always half empty as opposed to half full? Think about your responses to questions people ask you. Think about the responses to things that's happening in your life. Are you displaying joy? Because if you are, what you're saying is, yeah, I'm in the midst of all these trials and situation, but I can still have joy. Because you know your joy isn't wrapped up in the things around, but it's wrapped up in that person of Jesus Christ and that Holy Spirit that he's given us that now that's living in us. You know, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And when we display joy, we are simply walking in the Spirit and we're filled with that Spirit, and that Spirit is producing that fruit of love, joy, and a whole slew of others that it shows us whether we're doing the things that God has us to do. One thing is too, that we can bring joy to heaven. You know, the Bible says in Luke 15, 7, is that when one sinner is found or brings his heart to Christ, the Bible tells us heaven rejoice. Are we making heaven rejoice? Are we giving people God's word and then they're seeing the error of their way and then confessing those sins before the Lord and then giving their heart over to him? Are we doing that? Are we causing heaven to rejoice? That is our question that I want you to think about until we meet next time.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.